say to like get even more power, you should show your
area, tatas.
Your area in question to the moon.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So you
sun the moon, basically.
Yes.
You're saying we should sun the moon?
Yep. Drop trow front wise.
Yeah.
And let the moon
do its thing.
Yeah. And that's supposed to.
Get a look at this, boys. Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name is Jaquetta Sotmar, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmir. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
All right, the full moon episode.
That's right.
Take two. So the moon is upon us.
So the full moon is upon us. So yeah. Once a month, or sometimes
twice a month,
we get a full moon. And it's a big deal for a lot of people. And for some people, they don't even know it happened.
Yeah, like me.
So what happened to you?
I tried to have a look at it. I think it was the wrong night. Didn't see shit.
But the thing is, you have to actually go where you can see
the moon. I can see it from my apartment. That's one of the reasons, actually, I bought my apartment.
So you can see the moon.
I have a great view of the sky, including the moon.
You must have, your realtor must have hated you. I must see the moon.
I was like, I need to see something. And it can't be into someone else's apartment.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, the view was very important to me when I was looking for a place.
Oh,
the view
okay.
of the sky. Because I'm a country person.
Right.
To see the sky.
Okay.
All right, so what do you have on the moon?
So, anyway, so I was thinking about the full moon. What is it? Why do people freak out? That's the first thing that you hear about the moon
mm-hmm.
when you're a kid. It's the full moon makes people just act so irrational.
Yeah, well, that's where the term lunatic comes from, lunar right. for the moon. So supposedly when there's a full moon, people act up.
Right, it's something about...
Dogs as well, apparently.
Yeah, it's supposed to make you a little more wild.
Mm-hmm. A little wild, a little crazy.
Yeah. Something I think my mother told me, it's because it's affecting the water in your body.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, too. People used to say it affects women, the woman's cycle is somehow affected by the moon. But I like your mother's idea that just the water in your body.
That's it.
What happens to it?
Well, it ebbs and flows, I guess.
It just
I would imagine.
Makes you act
But
better.
Apparently there's a bigger, there's a rise in crime and all kinds of wild behavior out on the streets.
How can you tell in New York?
Right. Well, they put more police on duty
on the full moon.
During the full moon, yeah.
I find that so odd because I actually did a little research on this. There's actually no real correlation. They're saying that people are more vigilant on a full moon and they're looking for people to act up.
Right.
And so that kind of it's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Right. That's what I read that too. But also they say that there's more light in a full moon, so there's more people out because they can see.
Well, in the city, it's already light.
Yeah.
But maybe in the country, yes. Yeah, where I'm from, I remember when I was really young, we had a strawberry moon, and it was the most bizarre thing ever, but it definitely did light the place up.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's pretty interesting.
A strawberry moon.
Yeah, strawberry moon, it's kind of like a harvest moon. It's reddish in color.
Oh, okay.
And... the one that we saw, it was also like one of those moons where it's like kind of low in the horizon, like almost like the sun. It was kind of bizarre. I remember being freaked out and being like, you know what, I'm going to go back to sleep at the back of the car here and not look at that.
You see
things when you're a kid and you're like, I'm just going to close my eyes.
Right.
And that's going to be the end of it.
Right. So I did see this article. It said the moon does mess with your sleep.
Okay.
They found out, they did some sleep cycle studies.
Damn, the moon.
Right. It's whether you can see the moon or not.
Really?
Yeah, okay. The full moon will affect your sleep.
That was going to be my next question because with all the light pollution in the city, but your body still knows what's going on somehow.
Right. Somehow it does. And so you cannot, some people really can't get a good night's sleep and it wakes them up in the middle of the night.
Huh. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Does that happen to you? Is that why you started looking this particular aspect up?
No.
Oh, I don't know. I can't sleep ever.
Not that I
know
of. I'm going to pay attention now to see if it happens to me. So I just thought it was my neighbors waking me up.
I found some interesting things here from the Farmer's Almanac of the full moon names and their meaning. So the full moon that we just had apparently in February is the full snow moon.
Oh.
It's since the heaviest snow usually falls during the month, the native tribes of north and of the north and the east mostly called February's moon of the full snow. Some of them also call it the full hunger moon, since harsh weather conditions in their area made it difficult to hunt.
Oh,
so it's the
okay.
hunger moon.
Oh gosh,
I kind of like that. It's interesting.
That's kind of sexy.
Yeah, they. Oh, well, not so sexy as what happens next month in March is a full worm moon. As the temperature begins to warm and the ground begins to thaw, guess what? Earthworms appear, heralding the return of Robin. So most of the northern tribes knew this also as the full crow moon, which I prefer to full worm moon. Anyway, half worm moon, quarter worm moon, full worm moon.
Full on worm moon.
Yeah.
That's nice.
And then here it is, full strawberry moon that I was talking about earlier. That's in June. This name is universal to most tribes of the area. In Europe, they call it a rose moon. It occurs during the month that was christened for strawberries. It's called a strawberry moon.
Ah.
I think maybe also, too, we used to call it blood moon.
Right.
In the summertime, which is creepy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, every month has a different one. There's a full sturgeon moon in August. Not Sturgis, for those of you who may bike. It's full sturgeon moon. Corn moon, the harvest moon, and then, you know, hunter's moon. And then in November, there's a full beeve moon.
Oh, excuse me?
The full beaver
what
moon.
What is that?
Time to set traps for beaver.
Oh.
So, if you're looking for beaver, that's the time to get it, apparently. That's when it's warmest and furriest. Full beeve moon.
You know what that just reminds me of? I'm going to bring it up. It's the new rage in waxing.
Bikini
waxing. Is the full bush Brazilian.
Excuse me? This feels like I'm getting ripped off, like in the wrong way when I go to get a wax. Like I'm going to go in there and say, give me full bush, and they're just going to look at it, smack it, and then walk away. Nothing's going to happen. So what is a full bush Brazilian?
It is everything from back to front, except on the top, they leave that full.
What?
Is everyone following me?
I can't imagine.
So it's like, you get the look.
Of a Brazilian.
You have the look, like, straight on, you have the look of a bush.
Oh, but it's
and
actually.
And everything else is hairless.
Gone. How long until there's just, like, a hair piece down there? Like, when
that's
are they going to come up with that?
That's basically, like, the kind of effect. So it kind of looks like you're all
you're wearing
natural.
A toupee.
Yeah, basically, it's like a toupee.
Why is that the new thing?
Because it's kind of, it's like a throwback to, like, 70s style, 60s style.
But the real 70s is it starts, like, at the waist and goes up to the knees. Like, just leave it. Yeah. And how much are they charging people for that?
I don't know, but and I don't even know why. This is the moon episode, and that's what I'm bringing up.
Why not? I mean, look, you know what? You actually led into the next thing I wanted to talk about.
What?
Because Katie did say, hey, this is the full moon episode. So, you know, I got to do something a little off color. I want to talk a little bit about the history of mooning.
Mooning? Oh, yeah. Now, when were you first introduced to the moon?
I was first introduced to the moon in fifth grade, I think.
Yeah. That sounds right.
I think we got the pressed hams from some upperclassmen that were on a bus. I think we were playing sports
on
or something.
The bus. You know, they put it on the back window.
Yeah, they pressed the hams on the back window, you know, and then we saw it and we were like,
I think that's everybody's introduction. Yeah. It's a school bus.
I love whoever that guy is, thumbs up.
Drive-by mooning.
So this is mooning, according to Wikipedia, is the act of displaying one's bare buttocks by removing clothing, e.g. lowering the backside of one's trousers and underpants, usually bending over. I say if you're not bending over, you're not doing it.
Yeah, you have to bend over.
You have to bend over.
It's not just a flash.
And you have the option to expose genitals or not.
I don't think
that's called we used to call that sunning.
Sunning, really?
Yeah, if you show the front, the genitals, that's called sunning. Did you guys use that term?
No.
So, mooning is used mostly in the English-speaking world to express a protest, scorn, disrespect, or provocation. But also, it can be simply done for fun and shock value.
I was walking down the street, and there were a group of guys ahead of me, and they were talking amongst themselves and laughing. And one guy, you know, insulted the other one in a fun way, and the guy just dropped his pants.
Dropped trowel.
And didn't bend over, but just dropped it so the other guys could see his...
He dropped his own pants?
He dropped his own pants. Like, he mooned them while walking.
That's weird. That's a casual moon.
It was really casual. He hung a casual moon. And I was like, hey, he didn't even look to see there's other people around. Like,
he doesn't care.
Yeah, he did not
care. He did not care. I like this is the casual. That also goes along with the shank. Do you remember this? When you pull someone's pants off, you induce some move.
That's, isn't that you pants somebody?
Yeah, I guess you could call it panting as well. We just call it shank for some reason. So it says here, mooning off, if it goes too far, it can go from a nice gesture to an assault.
Yeah.
And the assault aspect of it is called the pressed ham.
The pressed
ham. So the pressed ham is where the person forces the buttocks into the face of a victim.
Oh.
Or onto a window. Preferably the latter. I don't know what situation I would be in where someone could get their butt up to my face.
Yeah, right.
Without me killing. Like, unless they fell on me.
Yeah.
That is an assault. Moon has been the common shape metaphor for the buttocks since 1743, historical.
Okay.
And the verb to moon has meant, has was meaning to expose to moonlight since 1601.
Huh.
So even earlier. I'm proud to say that in my home state of Maryland in 2006, mooning was ruled to be protected artistic speech.
What?
By the First Amendment.
Hang on. Really?
They said the court ruled that indecent exposure relates only to exposing of the genitals. And added that even though mooning was quote-unquote disgusting, possibly even demeaning, if the exposure of half of the buttocks constituted indecent exposure, any woman wearing a thong at the beach in Ocean City would be guilty.
Yeah. That's pretty funny.
So another defense attorney cited in the 1983 case of a woman who was protesting in front of the U.S. Supreme Court wearing nothing but a cardboard sign, said it was okay because she was covering her front.
Oh.
And she was actually mooning from the back, incidentally, but that's okay.
It's okay.
It's all right. And in California in
it's
2000...
It's her right. It's her expression.
Yeah, it's her expression.
What are you saying when you're showing your moon?
I don't... Well, you're saying, like...
I don't care.
It's like, piss off.
Right, all right.
You know, screw you kind of thing. And then they go back historically in 80. Flavius Josephus...
In 80? In the year 80?
In the year 80.
Okay.
Flavius Josephus recorded the first known incident of mooning. In 66 A.D., that around the beginning of the first Roman Jewish War, a Roman soldier mooned some pilgrims on their way to a temple. And then later in 1204, at the Siege of Constantinople, the Greeks exposed their bare buttocks to the Crusaders after repulsing them from a wall.
Oh, you're kidding.
In 1346, at the Battle of Crecy, when King Edward III of England took Caen on the way back to Crecy, several hundred Norman soldiers, quote-unquote, exposed their backsides to the English archers. And many of them paid a high price doing so. Why would you expose to people who are armed with bows and arrows?
That's a target if I ever saw
I'm sure they saw it. They're British.
Yeah.
Those big white asses. they're like, where are they? Oh, there they are.
So you're showing it, and you're not even looking, so you can't even tell what's coming.
Yeah.
Great.
Native American tribes in Maine also practiced the custom, as reported by some early explorers.
It's reported.
Yeah. And then
live on the scene, exploring the country's the frontier.
In California, there's an annual mooning of the Amtrak train day in Laguna. People line up for it, and people ride the train on that day just to see the moons.
I know.
So mooning, there's a lovely tradition of it. People in England also occasionally have gotten together to moon the monarchy.
Okay.
And the Patch Adams Full Moon Festival is a 3-day event to raise money for an institute in Albuquerque, and 200,000 people pay $100 each to moon.
No.
So for each, you know, set of buttocks shown, $100 is given
raised
to the Patch Adams Foundation.
That's
pretty cool.
That's very
so
cool.
So mooning can be good.
Mooning.
It could be a political protest.
Start, like a hikey moon fundraiser.
People don't. People get to send pictures.
No, we don't want gay guys. No, we don't want them. No, forget I said
moon
that.
On your own.
Yeah.
You know, mooning is it's protected speech, so we support you doing it.
Well, they could send a check.
just drop trowel a little bit and then send us a check for
$50. Yeah.
That's our fundraiser for Hey You Know It.
Yeah.
Even if you're just taking your clothes off at the end of the night, you still need to send that check.
That's right.
If buttocks are exposed, $50.
Please.
To Hey You Know It. You can make that out to Hey You Know It.
Yeah.
So that's my mooning. Have you ever mooned anyone before?
Have I ever mooned anyone?
You must have as a teen. Never?
No, I never did.
You know, it's never too late.
I could. Have you ever mooned?
Yeah, because I went to summer camp. So that's like moon central. There's nothing else to do sometimes. Because, you know, guys would do it.
Yeah.
And then we would be like, this is bullshit. We're doing
it. We're doing it, too.
We're doing it, too. And it's as rude when women do it.
Yeah.
So.
It somehow is not as dainty.
No, it's not dainty at all. That is, yeah. Gentlemen do it with flair.
Yeah.
We just put our asses out.
And when men do it, it's like a little bit of a prim posture, too. Like,
yeah. Yeah, because it's not something that they usually do.
Yeah, they're not excited.
But yeah, I'm pretty sure we used to do it, like, en masse.
You know? Really? Would you line up? Is it an organ?
I mean, that's the only way you could do it. If you're not lined up, you can't see all the asses. If you stagger it, there's, you know, confusion.
And it's like, who's mooning who?
Yeah, who's mooning who? We're not
Why?
Even sure.
I thought we were friends.
Yeah, I don't know if we were like 5, 6, 7, 8. But, you know, it was somewhat organized. So, yes, I have mooned before. All right, so moving on.
So, anyway, the full moon party in Thailand. Apparently, it's a big thing
to have
a full moon party.
They have them in Miami, too.
Yeah, and it's like how to survive with one of these parties.
Oh, my God, is it that rough?
It's that, apparently. Okay.
This is the moon in the sky, people, not the one in your pants.
Yeah, it was started by a group of backpackers in the 1980s.
Okay. So it was the 80s was like mooning was a thing.
No, but no, this is just a full moon party. We're not.
I'm still stuck. I'm just thinking about all those movies from the 80s. Yeah, that's probably where we got it from.
Pants up, everybody.
Yeah, pants up.
Pants up.
This we're is back all, in the sky now.
Yeah.
We're celestial again.
It was a birthday get together, but they decided, they were on the beach having a party, and this is now a full moon party.
Okay. It became a full, 10 minutes into the party, they realized it's a full moon party.
And it
caught
on.
Screw this guy's birthday. Yeah. Screw Larry's birthday.
And Larry's like, hey, me.
Yeah, no, it's about
the
moon.
I'm 24.
Yeah.
Well, Larry.
Good for you.
Yeah. And now more than 10,000 revelers attend each month. They deck out neon fluorescent paint, load up on
Why?
Infamous drink buckets.
Okay.
And
we've never heard of these drink buckets, but they're infamous.
Yeah.
Like, you know, drink buckets.
Many have the night of their lives dancing, skipping fire ropes.
Every month they have the night of their lives.
Yeah.
Yes. This sounds like a tourist trap thing.
Yeah. And they party till the morning and big nights.
Why do I feel like the locals are like, shit, I gotta get out of here?
It's like St. Patrick's Day or New Year's. Once a month in Thailand.
Month. Sometimes twice.
Yeah.
If you can. What a nightmare. I want to have the other kind of full moon party.
Oh, really?
So see how the villagers care about that.
So when do you just do it? On the full moon or anytime?
On the full moon.
And you have to moon.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's 10 tips to help you avoid being a full moon casualty and have a great time.
Okay.
First, you book your accommodations in advance. You have to book way in advance.
Really?
To get a hotel room in the area if you want to go down to the beach.
This is every month.
Yeah.
Okay.
So these the hotels fill up pretty fast because these parties happen and everyone. So you have to plan this out and get there. Let's see. And then tip number two is stay away from the party as long as possible.
Why? What happens at this party? If I need to stay away, why should I be going in the first place?
If you don't, you're more likely to be one of the unfortunate souls who pass out from overexcitement by 10 o'clock.
I can't believe the moon. The moon rules.
Then you'll spend the rest of the night curled up on the sand, missing the party altogether.
Okay. Like near the party, but prone.
Yeah. Okay. So they say this is just go to the island, go to a few rooftop bars to watch the sunset first.
Okay.
I mean, let's still part. And then there's warm-up parties to go to. So if you're not ready
you
for
you practice place. Watching the moon?
Yeah.
You just hold your hands over your eyes, pull them away.
Yeah. And then they say buy your own paint. Because you have the fluorescent paint, you've got to paint up your
body. Is paint not available?
Well, what happens is if you don't bring it, then they have the paint vendors on the beach.
And that's how they get you.
Yeah, they're like charging whatever, like 50 and 250 baht for paint.
For some paint.
Okay.
It's probably usually 5 baht.
Yeah.
Like the day after, they're giving it away.
Yeah, right. You get like,
children are wearing it the day after.
Yeah, so bring your own paint. You buy 6 tubes of paint from a local supermarket for a fraction of the cost.
Okay. I'm sure the villagers are trying to, like, get that stopped.
Yeah, right. And then number four is buy drinks away from the beach. So, again, there are probably vendors on the beach.
Okay.
Vendors
trying
on the
to
beach.
Eat. Trying to feed their family.
Right.
Just some cheap old Americans bringing their own paint, their own beers.
Yeah, right. They're going to go to the 7-Eleven and get some beer, do whatever. But if you try to buy on the beach, then they're going to crank up the prices.
Yeah.
And then
the bot isn't what it used to be.
Okay. Tip number five, stay away from the fire, which is good for any time.
Yes, this is really
good any time.
Yeah.
So they have the fire rope skipping, I guess. They don't know what that is.
On the beach?
On the beach.
And okay, let's address skipping rope on the beach. You know, that's hard. Yeah. Skipping rope, period. I don't know how you are with skipping rope.
I'm not good.
I've taken some of those classes and be like, now we're going to skip rope for 30 seconds. I'm like, and now I'm just going to hop for 30 seconds.
Yeah.
I don't need the rope to embarrass myself. I can embarrass myself just hopping up and down.
I hit myself so many times with it. I hit
my full moon. That is my forte. My forte is whipping myself about between, you know, from the torso to, like, the calves.
Yeah.
With the rope.
Yeah.
It's just not my thing.
Or even if, like, it's one of those, you know, you almost did, what if it's, like, a double dutch situation?
I was going to say, when I was a little girl, a lot of people would double dutch.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, all black people could double dutch. Well, guess who can't? Guess who can't? I was like, are you serious? This is another thing that I can't do.
Yeah.
Like, double dutch.
Oh, my God. So there's plenty of these fire shows and, you know, they say, just don't do the rope skipping, with a bunch of strangers because
okay.
Obviously, or limbo under the fire pole or jump fire. Yeah.
Just stay away
from
the fire.
Go through the rings of fire. And if you see fire and they encourage you to engage with it, don't do it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of burn victims at the end of the night.
We just don't party this hard.
No.
Like, my partying involves a lot of sitting.
And then they say, oh, save some of your money for the bathroom because there are public restrooms, but there are, you have to pay to go in them. And again, they crank up the prices.
So am I meant to believe here that people who are incredibly drunk on the beach, painted, jumping through fire, not just going to take a pee in the ocean? They're gonna stop what they're doing, compose themselves, and go find like a porta potty?
I guess so.
All right.
Well, if you need privacy, if you prefer the privacy, they're saying that's what you need to do. Then they say you should hydrate. It seems obvious, but people just don't do it nowadays.
I'm assuming, like, every single thing that they're telling you to do here, it's people don't do this.
Mm-hmm.
People get there really early. By 9 o'clock, they're fucking passed out. They're burnt to a crisp. They're wearing expensive paint. And they've pissed on themselves. They don't have any pot for the porta potties.
Right, but I want to tell you about this bucket.
Okay. Yeah, the infamous bucket.
It's like a child's sandcastle pail.
Mm-hmm.
It's filled to the brim with a potent concoction of alcohol, soda, and energy drinks.
What's going on?
It's available for purchase along the beach. So the cost that you have to haggle.
Okay. So now I'm haggling for like just an open container with the bucket.
Yes. Basically,
like,
the bucket with whatever.
With whatever in it, okay. Yeah.
But apparently they're very popular, and so you have to just, you know, share it.
How do you drink it? Is it a straw? That's extra.
Must be extra. Oh, and then they say secure your shoes.
I'm thinking it's probably best not to have shoes at this point, if you're at the beach.
You know, there's all sorts of debris from beer bottle caps and shards of broken glass. Don't go barefoot, as tempting as it might be. At the end of the night, you'll find, you know, flip-flops and sandals all over the place, you know.
Just slip those on. You can find two that somewhat match. What am I worried about? I'm gonna come in with nothing and just pick things up as people slough it off throughout the evening.
To avoid losing yours, either stick your feet through your flip-flop straps and wrap them around your ankles.
Or step on glass?
Yeah, or invest in duct tape.
Excuse me?
And duct tape them to your legs.
Wow.
And then, you know,
how about, like, I don't know, Crocs? I mean,
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
What happens?
When you're on the beach, I like going barefoot.
I prefer to go barefoot at the beach. That's the whole point.
Crap all over. You're going to cut up your feet.
I tend to frequent beaches that aren't littered with, like, drunk tourists and glass.
Yeah, that's true.
I've never seen glass really on a beach before. Maybe this is a more urban setting than I want to
think. I don't know. Well, I don't know what's going on in Thailand, but apparently it's
been besieged by these the moon.
Yeah, but if you go there for the full moon, just watch it.
Yeah, be careful. That didn't sound very appetizing to me.
No.
Hey, You Know It is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and other devices with Stitcher. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. So, speaking of full moons, it is the Chinese New Year.
Yes, it is. Happy Chinese New Year.
It is the year of the rooster, apparently.
No.
No?
It's not.
What is it?
It's the ram or the goat.
That's it. The year of the goat.
Yeah.
You're right. It's the ram or the goat. I read somewhere there was some controversy. I'm like, really?
Yeah. There's like a goat. Yeah, people are like, it's a ram, it's a goat.
So we're calling it a goat.
Okay.
We'll call it a goat. So I found this for some how-to, some advice on advice.
Oh, okay. Oh, great.
Yes, a segment. So Advice Out of Advice is a segment that we do where we find advice on the internet that's unqualified.
And it stinks.
And we want to improve upon it by giving our advice on
that advice. So here we are, advice on advice.
So this says, a Chinese astrologist tells us how to prosper this year and the risks to avoid.
Good. We use this. Yeah.
All right. Chinese New Year begins February 19th, and American businesses are hoping to reach more customers, Asian and non-Asian alike.
So customers,
yes,
period.
Customers. And they're planning to mark the holiday with promotions.
Both male and female.
And female.
Alike.
To mark the holiday with promotions
both
designed to bring money.
Short and tall. Yeah.
Consumers alike. So traditionally for Chinese New Year, you've probably seen this, people give out red envelopes.
Yes.
With you can have coupons inside or money, preferably.
Right. The red is supposed to ward off this particular evil spirit that's just is no good.
And it's supposed to bring luck to the person who's giving as well as the person who is receiving. It says here, this year is the year of the sheep, also referred to as the ram or goat.
Uh-huh.
Now, those are clearly different animals, but you know.
Whatever. Four legs.
So, to mark the occasion, Panda Express.
Out in the field.
Yes.
Whatever they are. It's kind of rude. Come on, pick one.
We give milk is the important thing.
It's
here.
My year. No.
Sheep.
It's
sheep, ram, or goat. Just whatever you have.
So, like, whatever person, like, personality is going to gravitate to, like, the goat or the ram or the sheep. Like,
I don't know. But
guys will be like, the ram, because that's, like, obviously.
We got a calendar from a Chinese food restaurant, and I was a little confused myself as to what was on it.
Yeah.
Because they were like, oh, it's the animal for this year. I'm like, what is it? And they were like, Happy New Year. Like, don't worry about it. So, to mark the occasion of Chinese New Year, Panda Express, which, by the way, is awful.
Yeah.
The nation's largest Chinese restaurant group. Is giving out red envelopes to customers stuffed with coupons for firecracker chicken breast.
Ooh.
That has nothing to do with China at all, in my mind.
Right. Like, and it's not even what you're supposed to be putting in the red envelopes.
No, you're supposed to be giving out some money or something. Peggy Chern, co-founder and CEO of Panda, will also be passing out red envelopes filled with a fresh $1 bill to every employee at the corporate headquarters.
Oh.
I bet they can't wait to get that fresh $1 bill. Are you kidding me?
There's something fresh in this restaurant, and it's a $1 bill.
It's
not the food.
It's the nation's largest Chinese food restaurant group. One fresh dollar.
Yeah.
One fresh dollar.
Yeah, that's great.
Godiva is selling limited edition Year of the Goat, or the Ram, or the Sheep, gift boxes with sweets inside. And Chase Bank is giving out traditional Chinese calendars and red envelopes to customers who want to give out their own. I didn't get anything from Chase.
I didn't get anything. Come on,
whatever. Yeah. So it says, here's the predictions for this year. We're at a turning point in a 12-year cycle. This year is the energy of wood.
All right, so that means?
It's going to represent the economy, and which is beginning to flower. Unemployment is down, wages are moving up, and costs have stabilized. So if you're in an industry that's around wood, for example, what do you put here? Natural products, fashion, food, newspapers, magazines, books, and education.
Oh.
It's going to be a good year for you.
Nice.
But you have to listen to and communicate with your customers.
All right. Well.
Did you get that? Because, that's not obvious in business. I tell my customers to fuck right off. I don't care what they want. They'll take what I have.
Get out.
Yeah.
I say to customers.
Here's your fresh $1 bill.
Yeah. It's a coupon. Buy more from me. That I already marked up, by the way. So your discount is still a profit.
But I can't think of anything more Chinese than fried cracker chicken. Earth Industries will be stable. So if you're in business that does something with real estate, building, gas, oil, mining, insurance, accounting, law, and human resources, you should be okay.
Oh, good.
Fire industries are good, too. That includes the utilities, restaurants, that group. Performing arts, entertainment.
Oh.
Military and defense.
Nice. All together.
All together.
So then if you're in the earth group or the water group.
Yeah.
No, if you're in the water group or the air group, you're screwed.
Well, if you're in the metal, the metal group is weak as well. So these are people who are CEOs, entrepreneurs, engineers, car companies, banking, and technology. Not a good time.
Okay.
And also, water industries, as you said, are weak as well. But they'll come back in 2019, the year of the pig, supposedly.
But what if you're an entrepreneur in one of the industries that is a wood industry?
No, this ain't being an entrepreneur or CEO itself puts you in the metal category.
Oh, okay.
So even if you're a CEO of oil, The company will probably do well. You're fucked.
Okay. All right. So there's so many rules and so many elements to figure out.
They're saying this year, the year of the wood sheep, they're calling it the year of the wood sheep.
All right.
That you should avoid direct confrontations. I like to run headlong.
Oh, so it's all passive aggressive here. Nice.
Compromise and negotiation, also known as being passive and aggressive. Yeah.
Okay.
Home, food, clothing are a priority. So surround yourself with beautiful things.
Oh.
Get rid of the ugly old shit you have.
Okay.
And make sure that what you produce is done with quality material.
All right.
And it's also a good time to create powerful allies, unlike those weak allies we had last year.
Companies are effective.
Yeah.
What was the point? Sniveling allies.
And strong connections. So that is the that's the advice. I don't really have any advice on that advice. Except that I feel like they need to really nail down what animal it is. Is it the wood sheep?
Is it a wood ram?
Is it a leaf deer? Like, what's going on?
Well, it's got four legs.
Ram, goat, or sheep?
It's outside.
It's outside.
It's an outside.
It's animal. In a field, and we could probably get milk from it on a good day.
Yeah.
So the year of that animal is upon us.
Right.
All right. What do you have?
You know, this is more. This is kind of advice on how to make a full moon work for you.
Okay. How to make it work for you?
Yeah. Move so with it. Especially like apparently for women, women get their power from the moon, and guys get their power from the sun.
Okay.
Whatever.
So nighttime is the right time for.
Yeah. So women should like go out and bathe in the moonlight. To give themselves power.
So, do you mean I should take a bath outside, or should just go outside and have the moonlight wash over me?
That's
easier.
That's okay. Easier.
Now I can stay clothed.
They also say to like get even more power. You should show your
area, tatas.
Your area in question to the moon.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So you
sun the moon, basically.
Yes.
You think we should sun the moon?
Yep. Drop trow front-wise and let the moon
do its thing.
Yeah. And that's supposed to...
Gotta look at this! Boys!
And it's supposed to help you.
Okay.
But how can you do that in the city?
I guess just... Check it out, y'all. Check it out. Check it out, y'all. Check it out. Don't be afraid when I turn the party out, because I come from the moon and I carry all the clout. I got a quad laser. It will amaze you. My gizzard is this ass. I want you to step back.
Things that you could do during a full moon and two days before and 2 days after to make your give you more power.
Okay.
All right. First, refrain from arguing or getting angry.
2 days before and 2 days after?
Yeah.
It's 5 days without getting angry?
Yeah.
I can't do that either. I don't care how much of the sun I've given to the moon. It's not going
to
happen.
It's time to stay calm, let things go, breathe deeply.
What? Oh, this is offensive and making me upset and uptight.
Yeah.
Thinking about it.
Right. Keep the energy moving in a happy, uplifting direction at home, work, and in the car, and your everyday intentions.
Okay.
Oh, my God, it's too much.
Yeah.
Two, think positive thoughts. I know. We all know we should think positively as much as possible, but during a full moon, you'll have a wind at your back. So there's more power in the moon, so if you're positive during a full moon, it's going to charge your days.
Okay.
Whatever. Number three, envision your dreams manifesting.
Okay.
So during a full moon, get your...
I'm trying to absorb all of this. So I gotta make nice for 2 days. Think positive. And then on the day of the full moon?
Yeah, envision your dreams manifesting.
Okay.
Spend time imagining your goals and writing them down on paper. Make a vision board. Put it on a cork board.
Yeah, I have a vision board at home. There's just like a 10 spot up there. That's it. That's my vision board.
You want $10?
No,
you've
money.
You've made it a like reality.
Just the $10. It's already working. I have $10. A vision board.
Then they tell you to meditate by yourself or in a group.
Okay.
I can't meditate in a group.
You know I can't meditate in a group. I start looking around, making up stories about other people.
And you're like, who's got their eyes open?
Yeah.
You have to check everyone's eyes.
Look at you,
eyes.
You're not meditating either. What's up?
Yeah. They're like, you have your eyes open. It's like,
drink,
well, I was checking everyone.
Do you drink wine? Well, everyone else, we can sneak out of here right now and be back before they even notice.
Right. I can't close my eyes and stand.
Really?
I get a little bit
dizzy. You have to practice it. That's like grounding yourself kind of a thing.
Yeah.
I understand what you're saying, though.
It's too much.
Lack of trust.
I can't even.
Are you standing like with one eye open a little bit?
Yeah. Number five, send blessings to people in need.
So okay. What about me? I thought this was about... Okay. I thought it was going to increase my power. Now I got to worry about you.
You know, you should send healing energy, forgiveness, pink light, and loving kindness to friends, family, colleagues, and strangers.
Mm-hmm. Just everybody, basically.
Yeah, and everywhere in the world... This is so much. Everywhere in the world experiencing strife, hardship, poverty, and war.
Let's just... Can we just focus on, like... The Bronx or Hobo, I don't know.
Yeah, right.
Like, keep it local.
Yeah, keep it local.
Keep it local.
Keep it local.
If you're not near me and you're not getting any
meditate
of the
locally.
Vision, meditate locally, yeah.
Right, right.
Keep it small.
That's what you do and then you get the power from the moon.
I like that. I'm going to try that, and if I don't get any power, I'll let you know.
Okay.
I'm going to report back and see if that works. I don't know what kind of power they actually mean, though. Mm-hmm. So speaking of the moon again, I just found this thing, NASA. So NASA wants to send a nuclear submarine, not to our moon, thank goodness, because we need it. They want to send a nuclear submarine to Titan, which is Saturn's moon.
Why are they going to do that?
Apparently on Saturn. Like, it sounds like an attack to me, doesn't it? Like, someone says they're sending a nuclear sub.
And I almost want to say, what ocean are they going to send it in?
Well, apparently, I watched the video, which I love these NASA videos. It's all CG. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, here's what we're going to do.
Might
as well be unicorns and rainbows.
Right. And, like, extremely muscular guys behind the wheel.
Yes. So they send, they don't address how they get the nuclear sub up there. It's just there.
Okay.
So the opening scene is there's just a really beautiful nuclear sub on Titan, which is Saturn's moon. Then the next thing you know, it's in the water, it's gone down, it's exploring, but there's nothing to see.
There's nothing.
Like,
there's nothing
even
there.
Even in the imaginary, the video, there's just nothing.
It's just, so it's just like kind of like just like, I'm letting you know, Saturn.
Yeah.
We've got this, and we're here.
I have no idea. To me, it seems like the worst idea ever to try to send a nuclear sub. Because, I mean, we're going to have to shoot it up there, right?
Yeah, right.
So here's my issue. It's a bomb, basically.
That's so weird.
It's weird.
And why would you best, why are you going to do that?
I don't know. So, but they really want to send a nuclear sub up there, and they want that sub to explore what's happening on Titan.
There's probably, like, aliens there.
Well, if there are aliens there and the first thing we send is a nuclear sub,
we're
going to get nuked.
Yeah.
Like,
it's coming right back.
If I saw that coming, I'd be like, oh, where
did that come
from?
Tied up in a bow. Yes. Coming right back. Anyway, that's how it's going to... Here's one other thing that I found. So I was looking for tales.
Okay.
And, you know, I got the same old boring werewolf stories.
Oh, yeah.
It's a werewolf and shot it with silver, I cut off the paw... And it turned into a hand. I don't know. But I found this. Full Moon Paranormal Society.
Wow.
There's a paranormal society. You know, they usually investigate ghosts and strange, but there's a Full Moon Paranormal Society. It's a small group of paranormal investigators. Mm-hmm. And as they're...
I guess you have to specialize nowadays.
Yeah, their bio is, we work mostly in Missouri, to the west and southwest of St. Louis.
Okay. Keep it local.
At the present time, we have 4 members.
Okay. Okay.
All 4 members are either past or present members of Six Flags Theme Park.
Wow. This is very specific.
This works real well because many believe that this is the most haunted theme park in North America.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
The 4 members are part of 3 generations of the same family.
What is going on? Okay.
The members of this family have had paranormal experiences starting in the middle to late 1940s.
When they started working at King's Dominion or whatever?
Six Flags. What is
King's Dominion? King's Dominion is an amusement park.
I don't know.
Too far from here.
I don't even know.
Well, no, sorry. I'm sorry. I'm thinking not. It's in Virginia. Okay. Not too far from Maryland. Same deal.
Okay.
I think King's Dominion is Yogi Bear.
What?
Is the character that goes along with it.
It's like the mascot?
Yeah. And I think that, you know, some of them are like Warner Brothers, you know.
Oh, really? Like the rejected cartoons?
Yes. Boo Boo.
Yeah.
And this kind of thing. Yeah. That weird horse?
Yeah, it's like never quite caught on.
Yeah, I think he drank a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know who that character was. Some old school stuff. And then there was a lascivious kind of, it looked like a knockoff Pink Panther. I think it was like lavender in color.
Yeah, and it was like, ew.
He was kind of a feat.
Right, yeah.
Condescending.
He looked really smelly.
Yeah.
So anyway, this family lived together in a large house in New Haven, Missouri, where paranormal activity occurred regularly.
Mm-hmm.
All members of the FMPS
okay.
have had paranormal experience at
Okay, FMPS.
Six Flags in St. Louis. This is the reason that although we do not investigate at other locations, we have an ongoing low-key investigation.
Well, they don't have a season's pass for other locations, do they? I mean, really?
they have an ongoing low-key investigation there. All of the
go every weekend, ride the rides.
All members are open-minded with a healthy amount of skepticism.
Okay.
Yeah, we work very hard to find alternative explanations or for evidence that we can collect.
At an amusement park?
Yeah.
I have to say that amusement parks creep me out a little bit. And I don't know if it's from having grown up in a place where we would have, like, those fairs would come around and set up. Mm-hmm. And they were quite big.
Yeah.
But there's always something a little, like, sketchy about the people working the fair or the equipment itself. Like, it's not always brand new.
There is, first of all, the equipment. There's a lot of faces and eyes and a lot of, like, big expressions on whatever.
But in the 80s, also a lot of rust.
There's a lot of rust. There's a lot of creaking.
Yeah. And the faces sometimes look like they're kind of melting a little bit, you know what I mean? Because it's old, you know.
And it's that repetitive thing. It's suddenly everything is, it's the machine is quiet. Then suddenly it roars
it comes to life. Yeah.
And everyone screams. And then it goes back down again.
But also there's always places for people to hide and to be that they're not supposed to be in an amusement park as well.
Yeah.
So I find them creepy. But anyway.
Yeah. So basically that's what's going on
Have they found research?
This has resulted in disregarding some very good evidence because we have found alternate explanations that throw some doubt on the evidence.
Okay.
So they're ongoing. And they're in a group.
They're going to continue with their season's pass, their family pass.
Yeah.
And as soon as the weather gets nice, they're going to be back out there.
Yeah, collecting evidence that they'll have to throw away.
Yeah.
But Full Moon Society.
Full Moon. I like it.
Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Stay in touch with us during the week. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We'll read it on an upcoming show, regardless of content.
As always, we love your emails. Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com with your comments, questions, and segment ideas. Emails will also be read on upcoming shows.
Please tell your friends about us, because you know we don't advertise. And let them know we can be found on iTunes, at Stitcher.com, and at heyyouknowit.com. Thanks.
Like out of a rooftop?
Yeah, or you could, I mean, if you could go onto a roof, or you could just, you know, we have a backyard area. But still, there's people across from it.
Yeah, and here's the thing. And you know the whole thing with telescopes in the city? I know you've heard of this, that some people have telescopes and they can, like, see around.
I have binoculars. Whatever. You never know. You might have to see something that's not, you know, meant for you to see.
Yeah.
Anyway. You don't have anything to look at something far away. You have a window.
I have a window, but then there's nothing to see.
Oh, well, so far. If you had a telescope.
Yeah.
You need a periscope.
Yeah, right, to go into the sunroof of the people below me.
Exactly. See what's going on over there. Okay, so yes, I do know about the telescopes.
Yeah.
I heard about them.